In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and Merry Christmas Eve. We have reached the penultimate day of our Advent journey. Tomorrow is Christmas, and I hope that you are kind of hitting your stride with your celebration. I know Christmas Eve, I've always loved Christmas Eve. It's you know, in some ways, it's kind of like downtown Disney to me, right? Like you're kind of at Disneyland, but not quite there. And in the same way, you're kind of at Christmas, but not quite at Christmas. And yet there's that excitement in the air, right? Like it seems like it's there. There's the final preparations. Maybe you're cooking a nice meal. We have kind of a weird family tradition on Christmas Eve. I think I mentioned it earlier in the week, but we make meatloaf and we watch Home Alone, and it's always just something the girls look forward to. It's something me and Lindsay look forward to, and we get to do that, and so we're excited about that. And so whatever it is that you are doing, I really do hope that you are getting the opportunity maybe to spend a little more focused time with your family or friends or roommates or whoever it is. My prayer is that you are feeling ready and prepared for Christmas tomorrow. I do just want to say thank you again for joining us in this this Advent journey, 4 weeks of just focusing a little bit on the coming, the waiting, all of that. And that's that can be a long journey. And I think 2020 needed that. We needed the space to be attentive to our hearts in a different way as we prepare for Christmas. And certainly the arrival of Christmas tomorrow is so important. For us as well, to give us a glimpse into that hope, to remind ourselves of what God is doing in this world. So as we get started for today, I want to just invite you into a moment of quiet and a moment again to still your heart and your mind back to the presence of God. And as good as Christmas Eve is, I do understand it's usually fairly busy. And so there's a needing to slow down. So I invite you to spend just the next minute drawing your heart, drawing your mind back to the presence of God. Let's do that now. Scripture reading for today comes from Romans chapter 16, verse 25 through 27. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, theologian Paul Tillich has this interesting way he talks about the relationship between humans and God. And he says that God, for the finite human, is the very ground of our being. And I think what Tillich means by this is that, you know, that we have been created ultimately to be connected to God, that the very essence of life is God. He is the ground of our being. He is the very bottom essence, the thing that sustains and holds all things together. And you know, it's interesting as we read this text from Paul, And Paul, you know, this is literally the last verses in his book of Romans, which is this kind of magisterial, like, profoundly dense theological work that's talking about this relationship between God and humans. And he ends it, and I think it's interesting the image he uses. He says, "Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel." Right, and so we have to zoom back here, and I think Paul and Tillich are getting at this sense that as humans we need to be rooted in something. Christian Smith, a sociologist, talks about how we are narrative animals. We are narrative beings. We exist in stories, and the gospel story is the truth about the way the world operates. And Paul here, as he closes this just masterpiece of a work, it's a doxology. It's this kind of welling up in worship because he's delivered this kind of message of all the beauties of the gospel. And so he closes and he says, "Now to him who's able to establish you in accordance with the gospel." Now think about that. As narrative beings who find ourselves caught up in different stories and some true, some false about the way the world operates, he says, I'm going to give praise to the one who can establish you in the gospel. And, you know, to be established is in some ways to find a firm footing. It's like we've planted our feet in the proper place. It's to find certainty. It's to find security. It's to find that sense of home. And all of that is fulfilled in this, right? Like the Advent journey that we've been on so far is about kind of unleashing some of these narratives that have led us astray. It's the narrative that life is safe and secure. It's a narrative that everything will go our way if I just act a certain way. Right? That is the pain and the effects of sin. And the gospel is about bringing us back into right relationship with God, with others, and with creation. Paul says, I will give praise to the one who can establish you firmly in that reality. And then he says further, right? He says that this is, this message about Jesus Christ, it is the thing that has been hidden for long ages past. And here's kind of two nuances, I think, about this particular text. As Paul says that, again, it's been hidden for long ages past, that this gospel story is simply an unveiling of the reality that's always been there, right? It's not some new scheme. It's not some new thing that God came up with, but rather it has been there all along, right? This is the Christian doctrine of Christology that talks about God or Jesus' existence, his pre-existence before time. The gospel narrative is the way the world operates. It's the way the world operates. It's always been there. Always has, always is, and always will be. It's always been there. And then the second thing that Paul notes in this is this sort of mystery to it, though. He says, "I proclaim to you about Jesus Christ in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden from long ages past." And it's not the mystery of like, who is the guy? Is the gospel true? That it's the mystery that God would become man and take on all of the brokenness of creation. He says, at some level, that mystery is there, and God chooses when and how to reveal that to us. And our most clearest picture of that is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the advent of Jesus, the coming of the God-man, the Christ, the Messiah. And we live in light of that revelation. And Paul says, that God, now to him who's able to establish you in accordance with the gospel, to the only wise God be glory forever and ever through Jesus Christ. So what I want to do on this Christmas Eve, this final Advent reflection, is I wonder if we could just sit in that pre-existent mystery. The ground of our being is that God is love, and that God desires the healing of ourselves, of creation, and of others. So I invite you to spend a moment and just sit in that. Consider that Christmas is the story of God with us. Of God with us. With all of the longing, anxiety, the stress, the recognition that the world isn't the way it should be, God is with us and is working to establish us in that story above all other stories. For most of this week, we've looked at Mary, this beautiful example of faithfulness in the midst of chaos, of being established in that story. And I wonder if we can just once more consider her faith and view it as an example for us. Because as she is caught up in this story, her response is, "I am your servant." If our response could be similar. A response of worship, of praise, of gratitude, of simply, "I am your servant." That is our example. Let me close us with our prayer for the week. Says this: Lord, with Mary as our exemplar, I believe this day that there will be the fulfillment of all that you have spoken, O Lord. And I say to you again, I am your servant. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen. Merry Christmas, friends. Enjoy the celebration of Jesus.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.